Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Big press conference at the Castle tomorrow. Steve Bisciotti speaking for the first time to the full media since the end of the 2017 season. And Eric DaCosta, our own Cordell Woodland, will be there, and he joins us now. And Cordell, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. So when we spoke to you last week, we were under the impression that John Harbaugh was safe. That changed. So we have to start with your reaction to the firing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely time. I mean, I feel like I said that a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that had happened and things that didn't happen, it just led to, you know, a separation needing to happen. But there is an element of surprise of, you know, wow, they actually hit the button. They actually wanted to see what life looks like without John Harbaugh. So it is a little bit of uncharted territory, I think, for the Ravens right now and even for John. But this offseason should be interesting, to say the least.
Cordell, what have you thought about the reporting associated with the firing? The Athletic, Diana Russini, Jeff Zurebeck reporting that he was fired over the phone, just the lead up to the firing and all of the reporting associated with it. What have you thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what's going to happen. You know, you're going to hear a whole lot of different things. And when it comes to John, it does seem like the consistent thing has been that they were going to keep him. At least at one point throughout the day, it seemed like John was going to return. But I guess as the day went on, that wasn't the case. So, I mean, if you talk about them firing him over the phone, however you feel about that, I mean, you know, he's been there for a while. So that does seem a little wonky. And then you've got all the relationship stuff between him and Lamar, or Lamar and Monken, that was all out there. It's a lot of different things. From as far as I've been told, I mean, Lamar and Monken personally like each other, but I think there were philosophical differences at times, especially in pivotal moments where they went away from the run game too much. I do think there was that dynamic there, but I've never really gotten a sense from either side that there was a true bad blood between Monken and Lamar. I just think on a football standpoint, there were disagreements there, but really doesn't matter at this point. Yeah. Harbaugh and Monken and all those dudes, it seems like, are gone, and we'll see who's filling that chair next.
So what do you think the profile should look like of the person who does fill that chair next? This hire seems to me, and if Green Bay opens up, then I would put Green Bay in this bucket, but as of now, it's not open. It may not open. Feels very different, looks very different. In terms of real time, the expectation to win, where the team is in terms of recent success, how rarely they have been in the market for someone to coach their football team. It feels to me like they best get someone who you know can hit the ground running, at least from a procedural standpoint, from an organization standpoint, from a staffing standpoint, from an understanding the calendar. Like, I don't know that this should be a first-time dude. I don't care how great an interview goes. That's just me. What about you?
So I'm all over the place. I think, you know, they are, without a doubt, as of, like you said, even if Green Bay opens up, I still think this is probably the most desirable job on the market. We're talking about an organization that is known for stability, an organization that is known for winning, that is perception-wise at least known for having class. This is a desirable spot to be for any coach. You have Lamar. You have Derrick Henry here. Like, don't get me wrong, there are still elements of this team that need to be improved, but they are top-heavy. I mean, you got Kyle Hamilton. You got stars on this team, Zay, among others. So I do think that this is a spot that coaches are going to be lining up for. So you would imagine that they would be the ones to get the best available coach of that's out there. I've seen people that, you know, feel like that there should be a coach that has a certain specialty, whether it's offense, defense. To me, I'm indifferent on that. I don't think that just because John's situation didn't work out, especially on the back end with the CEO stuff, doesn't mean you can't go CEO again. Maybe you get a CEO this time that actually does kind of grab the wheel when the car is going off the cliff. I don't know. Maybe it looks different, but I don't think that you have to get an offensive mind or defensive mind. If I had to pick, I would prefer a defensive mind, considering that's what this team is lacking. But it's all about what their relationship is going to look like with your marquee players. What is their plan in terms of getting the most out of these guys, especially in the pivotal moments? And that coach, regardless of whether – look, I'm on the record. I've been talking about Cignetti. Well, and I get it. He doesn't have head coach experience in the NFL. But a lot of these guys that are on the market, they've all got questions. Even the ones that have had head coaching gigs, they've stunk it up in most of those locations. So everybody's got questions. There's no slam dunk guy. But they better get a guy that doesn't hold his team back, that doesn't hurt his team from the sidelines. In fact, gets more out of those guys. That's what I would be looking for, the best available coach, whoever that is, whatever that looks like.
We're talking with Cordell Woodland. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Well, Cordell, anybody that they've interviewed so far that you know they're going to interview that you like? I know they interviewed your boy Cliff.
I'm not vouching for Cliff as a head coach. good luck finding anybody that's doing that right now. But look, I mean, Cliff is a really good offensive mind. Obviously, McDaniels is a really good offensive mind. We'll see what happens with the mentor situation. There is a lot of smoke there, but I don't know. It's a little too low hanging fruit for me. I would be interested in Kubiak, although, like I said before, I could say something negative about any of the guys available. There are guys that pique my interest. Flores piques my interest again, but I do wonder about the relationship dynamic and the personality dynamics that could clash. That was part of the issue with Lamar and Harbs on the back end. Not necessarily personality issue, but just dealing with Lamar, who is a unique personality himself. I mean, those guys interest me, but there's nobody that I would say on the NFL level that I'm banging the table for saying if they don't get this guy as their head coach, they fail.
Let's get to tomorrow, Cordell. Steve Bisciotti meeting with the media in a formal press conference setting for the first time in 8 years. What are you hoping to learn?
Well, a lot. I'm sure the questions of the lead up to what went on with Harbaugh and the decision to eventually move on, how he got to that point will come up. You're going to want to find out what's Bisciotti's profile for this next head coach.
Yes.
What are some of the things he's looking for? What are some of the qualities that are important to him? Does experience matter? Like, how deep into the pool is he really willing to go? I would be interested in that. I'm interested to see, you know, what changed. And look, it'll be a lot of word salad, especially from Eric right now, because it's like, what can he really say? He can talk about all the things he wants to do, but ultimately, over time of the offseason, we'll see what they really do. But I think people definitely want to hear about, you know, what their plans are with that 14th pick. What are they thinking in terms of changing this roster around and still finding ways to get quality, cheap labor from some of these positions that they're going to have to get that from? Offensive line may still be a position group that they have to get cheap labor from in some way, shape, or form. So what does that look like? But I think for Bisciotti, the key questions are just, you know, in terms of the coach and where does he see this franchise, Lamar, the extension, all of those big talking points I'm sure will be brought up.
You and Fresh Take coming back?
Yeah, we'll be back Thursday night. So a lot to talk about for sure. We'll have the presser out of the way. Maybe there'll be a new head coach announced. I don't know. But I'm sure that there'll be a lot to talk about by the time we get on air Thursday night.
Yeah, you and Beltway Ben Hall on Thursday. Thanks, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
Again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next, get a little baseball in. And Dylan Beaver is one of the few positive stories of last season. But hypothetically, would you trade him to get Freddy Peralta? We'll discuss next.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here on The Fan.
Dylan Beavers absolutely destroyed the first pitch of the last home game of the season in the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Beavers demolition derby. The Orioles close Camden Yards for the season with a walk-off home run.
The call of the final home game from Kevin Brown on Masson, and there weren't a lot of great stories on this Orioles team last year. Quite frankly, it was a colossal disappointment, but Dylan Beavers was one of them. He came up for the minors, and he was a lot of fun to watch, gave him some energy, played some really good baseball, got some big hits. Alas, if the Orioles decide to pivot from a free agent pitcher, if the things keep going and they say, let's go make another trade, Freddy Peralta's got a year left on his deal, would you trade Dylan Beavers to get Freddy Peralta?
There's a lot of people I'd like to trade or be more inclined to trade than Dylan Beavers for a one-year rental. I know he might not totally fit their profile, but I've always been higher on him than I think they have. And I like his mental approach. I like his attitude. I think this kid's an overachiever in a way that Kyle Stowers was an overachiever. And I also think that Ward is a one-year rental, and their recent college outfield draft picks have all been a bust of one degree or another. And some of them, Honeycutt, are a bust and they're going to remain a bust. And some of them, Bradfield, who he's not a bust, he's just been an injury. He's been an injury liability. He's missed a lot of developmental time. I'm just not sure that that hit tool is going to carry the way they hoped it would. So, and Heston, I don't know what that is. Like, no, I don't want, I'd trade Colton Cowser way before I'd trade Dylan Beavers. I think Dylan Beavers can be a really productive everyday corner outfielder for them. And that's also, I think Colton Cowser is a pretty productive corner outfielder. I don't think he's a center fielder. I think him being pushed to center field, having a little bit of a sense of his mental makeup and his quirks and ticks, I just think asking more out of him defensively is not going to do him any favors offensively. And I would be more inclined to trade a Cowser, go get a Harrison Bader type guy to plug in that hole and just have a glove guy in the nine hole who can move a little bit every day as my center fielder. And maybe that becomes Bradfield at some point. But build my team that way. There's enough other power there. And I think Dylan Beavers can be real, give you really useful at-bats. I think he can be a leadoff guy. I like Dylan Beavers. I think Dylan Beavers has the kind of makeup that's much more like a Jordan Westberg, where it's not these wildly oscillating highs and lows. Like, I look at Cowser, I look at Jackson Holliday, I see extreme variance. And Cowser's had a whole lot more developmental time at the minor league level, and he's had a whole lot more developmental time at the major league level now. Like, and I'm not saying that's who Jackson Holliday's going to be. That's what, you know, a 20, 21-year-old Jackson Holliday's been. I don't think that's Dylan Beavers. Is he ever going to hit 35 home runs like Cowser could if you give him 600 plate appearances? Maybe not. Probably not. But there's more to the game than home runs. And they've got dudes now.
Yeah.
They've bought home runs. They gave up Grayson Rodriguez for home runs. They spent $28 million a year or whatever, 26 for home runs. They don't have enough of a tapestry for me. Beavers is not what they usually go for, which is why I like them. Because they don't have the on base, steal a base. He's smarter than you think. He's faster than you think. He's better than you think. They don't have a lot of those dudes.
Well, that's the biggest thing that sticks out to me when you look at Dylan Beavers is, and I know he tailed off a little bit at the end, but even with that, 375 on base in 35 games. And with Beavers, and you can look at the entire young core, pretty much all of them outside of maybe Westberg, scuffled when they first came up. Beavers, he hit the ground running, man. Yeah. Like, he had big moments in, like you said, kind of really down year for this team where he looked natural. And the fact that you have 6 years of control and you're trading for a guy with only 1 year, and obviously Freddie P, and with the $8 million price tag, it's very, very attractive. But I think trading Beavers, considering the control that he has and also considering the future of this, well, present and future of this outfield, I think it makes it dicey where O'Neill is a walking injury. Taylor Ward is a guy on a final year of control. Colton Cowser, we'll see what that is this year, but he's coming off a year in which he struggled tremendously, and he was hurt all year. So I think there's a lot of question marks with this outfield. And heck, even Beavers as well. This guy's only played 35 games in the bigs. We like what we saw from him, but he's going to have some ebbs and flows in his first year, full year in the bigs.
So we're unanimous that we don't want to trade Dylan Beavers, but Jason, you're a big Freddie Peralta guy, and you've paid more attention to him than close to anybody. So hypothetically speaking, they don't trade Dylan Beavers. You would like to have Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have Freddie Peralta, and like I'd like to work out a 3 or 4 year extension with Freddie Peralta. Like, I mean, is that greedy considering they don't have anybody other than Pete Alonso under a long-term contract on this whole franchise? I mean, now that's tricky. I get it. But yes, I like Freddie Peralta a lot. I think Freddie Peralta is really smart. Freddie Peralta knows how to pitch. I like the way Freddie Peralta works with his catchers. I think Freddy Peralta could come here and I think he'd be their best starting pitcher. But again, like, and I'm not one who's afraid. There's plenty of people I'll trade. I just think with where they are as a franchise right now, Beavers is a guy I'd like to hold on to. You know, and look, you guys know I like Cade Povich a lot, but like, mm-hmm. All right, you want Povich, you want Kramer, you want Kowser.
Mayo?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mayo, Heston, whatever. Yeah. I think Dylan Beavers has got a chance to be a real interesting ball player. I like his profile being different than a lot of their other profiles. And we don't know that Gunner's ever signed in here. No. And we don't know that Westberg's ever signed in here. And I think Dylan Beavers is a guy who could be their leadoff hitter.
Coming up next, we get back to football. It's six-pack time with the press conference happening tomorrow. What are the six questions we feel need to be asked at tomorrow's presser? We'll answer next.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Here on the Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Presser tomorrow. What are the six questions we need asked? Bellway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
How do we get here? Steve, how do we get here? Like, based on reporting, early Tuesday, it was expected that we weren't here. So how do we get here?
I think my six would be, Steve, we haven't heard from you in this setting in 8 years. Since then, we've been through a pandemic. You had a quarterback demand a trade out loud who you said didn't think he deserved your money. You said some ridiculous stuff about pray for us while we think about signing Colin Kaepernick. Dick Cass ran your building for a decade. He left. You put out a press release. And you just fired your longest term employee 18 years over the phone. How committed are you to this?
Number five.
My five is just, what are the two or three primary reasons why you decided to part with John Harbaugh when you parted with John Harbaugh?
My five is sort of Jason's five, but like, why'd you stop talking, Steve? You seem to really enjoy it, and we haven't heard from you really in 8 years, so why'd you stop?
Number four.
Four is a question for both of them. What went wrong this season? Everybody told us it was the best team in football coming in. Vegas had them as the preseason favorites to win the Super Bowl. You missed the playoffs. What do you guys think went wrong?
Yeah, my four is, okay, John, so you just told us about the coaching situation that we asked about, but what concerns do you have about the way your front office has operated? Are you comfortable with their style of roster construction? Do you really think compensatory picks are revolutionary and of critical nature to how you win? Do you plan on doing things differently in unrestricted free agency? What are your thoughts about the way your teams have been put together?
Yeah, I love all of these questions so far. This is difficult. Everyone's
a winner.
I really want to know, Steve, you talked every single year from 04 to, yeah, like, what happened?
And why did it love stop? It.
So, I slight lean Ken, but I do like all these questions.
We're doing the six-pack of questions that need to be asked tomorrow. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three is, do you have regrets about how you handled Lamar Jackson's situation the first couple of off seasons you could have signed him? Did you learn any lessons from that? And why were the Buffalo Bills able to get 6 to 8 months ahead of you again with this, with Josh Allen? What is your plan for Lamar Jackson, and how quickly do you expect to execute that? Because right now he's got you over a barrel to do anything at all at the combine, unless you get this contract completely reworked.
Number three, and I guess this is more a question for Eric than Steve, what's the future of Nnamdi Madubuike? We have heard nothing for weeks other than John telling us, well, we really can't talk about it. Like, is Nnamdi Madubuike done playing football? You don't have to tell us specifically. That would be a HIPAA violation. But, like, is he in your plans for next season?
Number two.
Steve, it's been 18 years since you've hired a coach. What are you looking for in a coach? Like, what are the traits that you're looking for the next head coach of your football team? And is, like, you made a point when you hired John that you were trying to follow the Pittsburgh model. You wanted a coach that would be here long term. Has that view changed, being that you're now older? And as Jason has pointed out numerous times, you don't seem to be long for owning this team.
Yeah, my two is... So we've asked you about philosophies with the front office, but what about personnel of your front office? Did you seriously consider removing Eric DaCosta or changing his duties at all? You have urged Harbaugh for years, going back to Cam Cameron, to fire coordinators, but you still have the same people trolling the waiver wire and running the Tuesday workouts when you bother to do them, and propping up your front office and expanding your analytics. What's going to change, not just philosophically, but from a personnel standpoint, about the men and women involved in making those decisions?
Number one.
Steve, we know that you plan to sell the team because you volunteered that, not in a setting like this, but at various instances, talking to select reporters or going on Marlins podcast or going on state-run media over at your team website. So since you've made us all aware of that, and we haven't heard from you in 8 years, what is your timeline to sell the team? Have you had any exploratory conversations with other billionaires about buying the team? Do you have thoughts about whether that person should be local or not? Is this the last head coach you ever hire? How much longer are you thinking about owning this thing?
My number one is the Lamar Jackson of it all. He's the reason why this is the best job on the market right now. How quickly are you going to get this contract done, and how much influence will Lamar Jackson have in the next head coach?
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I'd like to know the how much longer, but what are you looking for, huge? Nnamdi Madubuike, like, that happened week two.
Week two.
And I know John was asked about it a couple times, and he kept, well, he'll be up here at some point. He'll be up here. It's like... Dude, this is one of your highest paid players. That's been since September. We have no idea what his future is. Like, it needs to be addressed.
For those who just tuning in and may not have heard earlier, John Harbaugh has gotten the ball rolling on his interviews. Jason, he interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons earlier today.
Yeah, but I guess it was more of a conversation with Matt Ryan. I told you guys last week, I think Atlanta was the team to watch and the team that people were not talking about nearly enough. In regards to Harbaugh, Could he win that division next year with Cousins and Penix coming back whenever he comes back? It's a blank slate with Matt Ryan now in charge of football operations. He's never done it before. What does that mean? For all the reasons I think DaCosta would prefer to have a never-done-it-before head coach. He's malleable. You're more experienced than him. You've got more connections than him. You can staff that thing in a way that you might not be able to do with a lot of these other jobs where they're pretty determined to keep their front office intact. The division stinks. The owner's going to remind him of Bisciotti quite a bit when he talks to him. He spent big. It's top-notch facilities. They've got a great thing going on at the, what is it, Flowery Branch at their facility. The new stadium is great. Weather's better. I think Atlanta's in a real strong position.
For what it's worth, Mike Garofalo reported earlier that the Titans are, quote, firmly in the mix for this, for John Harbaugh.
I think he'll talk to the Titans. He will value ownership in this exponentially. And like, I'm pretty aware of how people close to him have ranked these owners. And I can tell you, she's dead ass last.
Is it possible, though, that he
like people he's talking to and conferring with about checks and balances, she's dead ass last.
No, she's a terrible owner, but could he have like the most control he can think of in Tennessee because of all that?
Or is that I think he'd have the most control. I don't see why he couldn't have anything he wants in Atlanta.
And it's a better owner.
Yes.
We'll come back, get the text of the day. We'll preview tomorrow's show, get you ready for Westwood One Radio, which then heads into Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football, the last Monday night game of the year. It's the end of Super Wild Card Weekend. It's the Steelers hosting the Texans. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, we have one football game left in Super Wild Card Weekend. I'm still going to call it that. Texans and Steelers, and let's bring on our own Beltway Ben Hall. Anything you're looking at in this game tonight from a gambling perspective?
Yeah, I like the numbers got to the point where I feel fine betting it. This Texans on the money line at -155. Like, there's some juice you got to pay there, but I don't see Pittsburgh winning this game. I mean, realistically, I think Rodgers is going to crumble every time Anderson and Hunter get in the backfield. The interior pressure is good there. That offensive line is iffy. And like, how much time is he going to have to throw the go ball to DK? Could he hit one or two? Maybe, but the run game's not going to be much. He's going to be checking it down to Gainwell. I would expect a lot of that. Jason has been on Gainwell time and time again, and today was the first day that I kind of jumped on it. I knew Jason was going to give it out, so I just gave it out after.
Baked in the cake. Five receptions. It used to be five. Started with five receptions, 25 yards. Sometimes it's six receptions.
Does he have a song? Kenny G?
No,
Kenny
he doesn't,
G.
but he's
Kenny G.
We haven't even brought that up on one of them. He's got to be.
He's been,
I can't recall.
And he was banned. Remember, I was off him because I could never hit a Gainwell. Oh, no, that was Warren. Warren could never hit anything. I actually did pretty good with Gainwell when he was part of the Eagles playoff run. Yeah, I think he catches five balls for 30 yards in this game, at least. I think Nico Collins has a big reception in this game. I think you can get a lot of winning plays at onebetwithus.com. We've given out over 1,300 winners since May 21st. That's documented over 1,300 winning bets. And a lot of them, like, I'm not going to say a majority, but it might be close to a majority plus money. We don't play around with a lot of BS. We try to put things together to get you solid plus money return.
There's no paywall. This is for it's out there.
Yeah, no.
We track what we're doing well in.
We're pretty set to a time slot. We don't have anybody. We don't get moved off our time slot much. Pretty set where we go every day at 11 around, and then Saturday's a little early. Sunday's at 11. I mean, we stick to the time slot. We do exactly.
I found myself in Belvedere Square buying a couple lobster rolls today because when you have the three lobster nights, you gotta celebrate appropriately. So yeah, that's what we do at OneBetWithUs.com. You can get us on the podcast. You can get us on the video, whether it's a YouTube or my Twitter, whatever. We're out there.
By the way, Ben, where else can people find you?
At BH Journalist on Twitter. Everything is there.
At Live Casino tonight.
At Merrill Live. You see me. Come talk to me. I saw somebody at the batting cages on Saturday. Yeah. They were a subscriber to WannaBet. They were a subscriber to 105.7. Came up, talked to me. Very nice guy. Yeah.
May see you with some food in your jacket or possibly.
We haven't decided. We'll discuss on the way
sneak
there.
Sneak some chicken nuggets
most,
in.
Most importantly, did the random person bring up X Factors?
They did not. They did not bring up X Factors. They did like that this show's very honest, though.
Yeah. Nice.
I told Ben he's going to have to get used to signing Beltway Ben Hall as an auto. He's probably never signed that before, but like you should start practicing when they come up to you, Beltway Ben Hall, because they're going to be a little disappointed if you don't have the Beltway in there.
Let's get the text of the day.
I'm like, check 1-2.
Does your dad like the Beltway Ben Hall though?
Okay. I'll start this. I'm going to give a shout out to Dave, the guy I saw at X Trainings, because he straight up pulled out YouTube and was subscribed to 105.7 and WannaBet.
Nice.
True listener, loyal.
Love that.
Shout out to Dave. I do have to give Dave a shout out here. But text of the day comes from Rich in Baltimore, who says, tomorrow will be extremely interesting. It's good to hear from Steve, but can it become a regular thing again? It'd be nice as a fan to be able to hear from him every single year.
Yeah, that's a question that
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm excited to hear him talk.
It's a big day.
Like, it's been 8 years. It's a lot. There's been so much that has happened since the last time. This will be the first time in the Lamar Jackson era that he's meeting with the press in this type of setting. I'm really interested in hearing.
I suspect if he talks again anytime in the next couple of years, it's because this hire went horribly wrong, and he's explaining that, and he's
selling the team. Yeah. Beltway Ben, I couldn't hear because of the music. Does your dad like the nickname Beltway Ben?
He does. Yeah, he always, because I would always come home like I wasn't a fan of it, but I actually, it's grown on me.
And Ben knows now. Ben knows is a good thing.
Yes.
It's good for your career.
Absolutely. Sometimes I'm just stubborn and push away, but no, I like Beltway Ben.
Beltway Ben's good.
Sometimes the dinosaurs know Beltway Ben.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just dinosaurs that need to be put out to pasture.
Bone, speaking of someone who's not a dinosaur, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we're going to start hearing from different beat guys for candidates that the Ravens have completed interviews with, and Clint Kubiak being one of them. So Brady Henderson covers the Seahawks for ESPN.com. He'll be joining us. We'll talk Clint Kubiak. We'll talk Seahawks because they're obviously playing this weekend. And Cynthia Freeland, who does she think the Ravens should hire? Cynthia will tell us.
I'm curious.
I bet she's a Jesse Minter. I would be astonished.
You think?
I would be like floored.
Floored?
If she's not a big Jesse Minter fan.
Okay.
I'm curious.
And she should. And I think a lot of smart people.
Like Jesse Minter. I'm curious how shocked she was at the firing.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Like, what was her reaction to all that?
I think she would have been exponentially more fired if. Or more surprised at the GM.
Yes, that's probably true. Coming up today on the station, well, tonight, you've got Westwood One Radio, followed by more Westwood One, but it's coverage of this Monday Night Football game. Steelers trying to win their first playoff game. What's their first in 7 tries? Mm-hmm. Their first since 2016. It's been a minute since the Steelers have won a playoff game. And Bone, not to give it away, but you're hoping the Texans chose violence tonight.
I would love for the drought to continue. I think that would be fantastic. Everyone knows how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. I would love to see him go one and done as well. And look, being a fan of the Ravens, you don't want to see the Steelers, man. Come on.
Hey, tune in tomorrow. We have live coverage of the Steve Bisciotti, Eric DaCosta presser. I'll be there. What gets said, we'll be talking about it tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.